Fanzine West is Canada's largest zine and alt culture festival. $5 entry gets you access to underground zines, comics, and micro press from across Canada. This year features Mimi Pond, author of Over Easy and writer on Simpsons and Pee-wee's Playhouse. Also featuring Leanne Prain and fiction from Janine Allison. The 1-2 punch book pitch will let audience get live feedback from our judges. Fanzine West is Saturday, November 8th, 1 to 7 p.m. at the Gold Corp Center for the Arts, 149 West Hastings. Visit brokenpencil.com for tickets and info, or look up Broken Pencil on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by CITR.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event.
On Saturday, November 1st, tune in to CITR as we bring you a triple header of UBC sports action. Starting at 2 p.m., the UBC football team plays their last regular season home game on CITR 101.9 FM. Needing a win to keep their playoff hopes alive, the T-Birds take on the Saskatchewan Huskies and look to avenge a close loss from 4 weeks ago on the prairies. At 5 p.m., volleyball action gets underway on CITR.ca. The women's volleyball team kicks things off with a tilt against younger sibling UBC Okanagan, looking to win their fifth straight contest. The second-place men's team follows at 7, taking on a winless UBCO squad. You just gotta love sports.
Has mental illness or addiction touched your life? You might be interested in coming out to the Kaleidoscope, UBC's first and only student-created, peer-run mental health support group at the university's Vancouver campus. They offer a stigma-free place for people to share their stories with others going through similar experiences. The Kaleidoscope meets every week on Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Center for Student Involvement in Brock Hall.
Learn more at the-kaleidoscope.com.
Sometimes I think you're probably the finest ship ever to have sailed the Vortex.
Oh, I know, Doctor. This is the end of the world news.
So now we know.
Now we know for sure.
But why are they... I'm waiting for you.
Indeed we are, Doctor. Thursday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m.
Hello, this is Tony Bardock of the Little Guitar Arming, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Happy. listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. That was the opening to The Shining, and I thought it was a perfect start off to this Halloween special, and once again, I'm going to be on air until 11 p.m. tonight, and I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock, and if you want to give me a call, 604-822-2487 is the number. And it's a perfect start to a spooky show this evening. Got a lot of scary tracks coming up for you in the next little while. And later on, we're going to get into some new stuff. But to start off the show, we're going to hear some more music inspired by The Shining. And The Shining is still inspiring quite a bit of people. In fact, the Room 237 documentary came out a couple of years ago. People are still finding all kinds of different stuff in this movie. There's probably a lot of costumes out there tonight based on The Shining, I'm guessing. But it's still, the influence of The Shining is still pretty evident in the work of Leyland Kirby. And he's a artist based out of Scotland, I do believe. And he makes music under the name The Caretaker. And it's a really dark, ambient music that is really just themed on the music of The Shining, as the name implies, The Caretaker. You're going to hear something from an older album from The Caretaker, and it's called Persistent Repetition of Phrases. You'll hear a track called Long Term. And it's a very spooky sounding music. It really sounds like the film score, basically. It sounds like old recordings mixed with old, like, it's hard to explain. But anyways, check out some more stuff from The Caretaker. It sounds a lot more like the Ligeti score from The Shining movie. But after The Shining, we're going to see what we get to. Possibly something from some scary albums that I picked out. Something from Current 93, the album called Dog's Blood Rising. But I think we'll just play the Caretaker track, and then we'll see what we get to after that. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is The Caretaker. Thank you. we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and it's the Halloween edition of Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was The Caretaker and a track off the Persistent Repetition of Phrases. You heard the track called Long Term. You can check them out on the Bandcamp at thecaretaker.bandcamp.com, and that's music inspired from the movie The Shining. So everyone's doing pretty good this evening, and if you're out trick-or-treating or you're out partying, make sure to get home safe. Make sure to call a cab. In fact, program the cab number in your phone right now so you remember it later on. And just make sure to make arrangements to get home safely. And hope everyone's doing pretty good this evening. And if you want to hear anything, give me a call at 604-822-2487. And once again, my name is P-Bone. And I'm trying to pick out a lot of scary albums for this evening. And not like spooky Monster Mash type stuff, but really like creepy, unsettling albums. And one that really comes to mind is Current 93's Dog's Blood Rising. That came out way back in 1984. And if you're familiar with the work of Current 93, the early industrial stuff is quite scary and unsettling. His later stuff sounds a lot more like kind of gothy folk music. But Dog's Blood Rising, like I said, came out in 1984. And it features actually some guys from the punk band called Crass. And I think this was a cassette that originally came out, but I got a vinyl copy of it. Definitely check out some more stuff if you want to hear some pretty creepy music. We're going to hear this track, and then we'll see what we get to. This is a track called, let me see, From Broken Cross, Locusts. And then we'll see what we get to after that right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Current 93.
Thank you. Decades, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands Shindig has been host to local bands known and unknown. This year, Shindig leaps into its fourth decade as 27 bands prepare to take the stage. The stakes are high, with artists competing for studio recording time, event showcase spots, and more. Shindig 31 marks CITR's first year at the Hindenburg, so come celebrate with cheap drinks, free pool, great stage, and of course, jokes for beer. Shindig runs every Tuesday until December 16th at the Hindenburg, 23 West Cordova. Cover is only $6. CITR would like to congratulate Still Creek Murder for making it on to the semifinals. Come to Shindig this Tuesday, November 4th for the third round of Shindig 31, featuring future retro synth pop from The Spears, Edit Hall's experimental project Revered, and experimental queer core from The Screaming Queens. Give yourself a post-Halloween treat and come down to the Media Club this Wednesday, November 5th, to see The Witches, with openers Dead Soft and Talk in Tongues. Feral British surf rock trio The Witches are on tour to support their upcoming album, Annabelle Dream Reader. Advance tickets are $12, available at Northern Tickets, Red Cat, and Zulu. Brought to you by MRG Concerts, Beat Row, and CITR Radio.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was a pretty scary out there track from Current 93 from way back in 1984. That was the Dog's Blood Rising album. You heard the track called From Broken Cross Locusts. And as you know, Current 93 is mainly the work of David Tibbett. And his early stuff was very dark and industrial sounding like that. And his newer stuff is quite more folk, gothy, folk-oriented. You are listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. We've got about just over half an hour left on the program. I hope everyone's having a pretty good Halloween and enjoying the spooky, scary tunes on CITR. So another album that comes to mind when you're thinking of scary, dark albums is Sun's Black One. This one came out in 2005, and it was the work of the duo of Sun, featuring a lot of experimental artists. And this one features a few black metal vocalists like Zaster and Leviathan. And there is a couple tracks on this album, and it sounds kind of ridiculous, but they recorded some of it in a coffin, and they had it, I don't know, they had like a microphone in there, and I do believe Zaster, the black metal vocalist, sat in the coffin and they recorded some of it. It has a really dark, claustrophobic sound to it. And you're going to hear a track off of that called It Took the Night to Believe. I got the vinyl in studio. And this one features vocals of a guy named Rest, which his name is Zaster, as you may know. Definitely check out some more stuff from this Blackwind album. It's a super, super scary soundtrack for the night. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Sun. This is taken from the Blackwind album. This track is called Took the Night to Believe.
Face the TV screen. Time for the hate half hour.
Hate! 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 Hate!
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Don't just hate radio. Just love your radio.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was some pretty heavy doom from Sun's Black One. That was a track called It Took the Night to Believe, featuring vocals from Zaster. And you are listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And it's the Halloween Spooktacular. A lot of scary tracks for you in the next little while. And up next, you're going to hear another heavy doom set from a group called The Body. These guys played here a few weeks ago, and they're from Portland, if I'm not mistaken. They have an album called I Shall Die Here. I thought it was pretty suitable for tonight's theme of pretty dark, heavy music. You can hear a track called, a track called Hail to Thee, Everlasting Pain. And this is off the album called I Shall Die Here. And then we'll see what we get to after that, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is The Body.
Recently, another guy just killed himself the other day. And he left a note saying that y'all have to live around all this craziness and I'm gone. We'll be right back.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was The Body with a track called Hail to the Everlasting Pain off the I Shall Die Here album. And those guys are based out of Portland, and they're a duo who played here at the Astoria a couple weeks ago. So I guess that kind of concludes the most of my Halloween special. That's pretty dark and scary music for this evening, and hope everyone has a great Halloween. And we're gonna get into a lot of new music that we got in here into the station. Got about 20 minutes left on the program, and you can hear something from a new album in from Sacred Bones, Lust for Youth, and you can hear a track called off the album called International. You hear a track called New Boys, and then after that we'll see what we get to. Kind of a dancey track to get your evening started. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Lust for Youth.
CITR and UBC Film Society come together again this November 7th to bring you a screening of School of Rock at the Norm Theater, featuring live music from the Chris Goodchild Band, The Scuffs, and ATSI.
I pledge allegiance to the band.
School of Rock, live music, cheap beverages.
Read between the lines, Theo. Read between the
lines!
The screening and show will take place this Friday, November 7th. Doors at 7, first band at 7:30. Screening at 8 p.m. The event will be $5 for CITR and Film Sock members and $10 for non-members.
Let's rock. Let's rock today.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And that was new stuff from Sacred Bones Records. That was Lust for Youth and a track off the new album called International. You hear the track called New Boys. Very catchy track. And you are listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And we're going to get into some more local new stuff, brand new stuff from Mecha Normal. I think it's their first album since like 2006, if I'm not mistaken. Previously, they put out stuff on Kill Rock Stars. This new album called Empathy for the Evil is out on Miladies Records. I'm not sure too familiar with that label. But you can hear a track off of them, the new album. And it's you'll hear the track called What's Your Name. And then after that, something from Sean Nicholas Savage out of Montreal. A track off his new album called Bermuda Waterfall. I've been playing this quite a bit in the past few weeks. And you can hear the opening track called Boogie Nights. After that, we'll see what we get to right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is new stuff from Mecha Normal.
Thank you.
This is a journey into sound. I shouldn't be nugget. Gotta have house
music. Hi, this is DJ Wah inviting you to join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. here on 101.9 CITR for Techno Progressivo. You in my heart now. My life. This is the house that funk built. This is the house that funk built. Techno Progressivo is the only radio show in Vancouver where you'll hear the best mix of new tech house, techno, and progressive house.
A body thing. A...
So join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. for Techno Progressivo.
House music. House music.
And that was new stuff from Sean Nicholas Savage. The new album is called Bermuda Waterfall, and you hear the track called Boogie Nights. And they're based out of Montreal, and I do believe Sean Nicholas Savage is born in Edmonton and now resides in Montreal, and is also out on the Arbutus label, which is also home to Grimes, Blue Hawaii, and Tops, all kinds of different stuff on that label. Definitely check out more stuff from them. And prior to that, you heard Locals, Mechanormal, with a track called What's Your Name, off the Empathy for the Evil album that just came out. The first album in since like 2006. So we're going to keep going with some more new stuff into the station, a little bit more punk-oriented set, and you'll hear something from the new Beelines album. It's out on Hockey Dad Records, obviously, and you'll hear the track called Nervous Laughter. After that, something from Calgary, a group called Hagface, and it's also made up of one of the former music directors of CKXU. Martine is in this group. Check them out at hagface.bandcamp.com. From Hagface, you'll hear a track called Come See the Freaks, and then we'll see what we get to after that. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is new stuff from Beelines. It's kind of weird, right?
I laugh when I watch cartoons. I laugh when I watch the news. Nervous laughter. Nervous.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was Hagface out of Calgary with Come See the Freaks. Before that, Beelines with a track called Nervous Laughter off the opening band album that just came in. So thanks for tuning in this week to Halloween Spooktacular. Keep it locked on CITR for more great music. Coming up, we got some pretty cool live music, so keep it locked on 101.9 FM. And apologies for technical difficulties, just finishing up some last minute stuff. And I'm going to leave you this evening with something from the new Fucked Up album. It's called Glass Boys. You'll hear a track called Echo Boomer. And yeah, so stay tuned. I'll be here next week with some more great tunes. Not so scary next week, but a little bit more normal. Anyways, this right here on CITR, this track is called Echo Boomer.